I'm excited to have Angela Autumn here and to get to know her. You'll hear some harmonica, guitar, and she has a great voice. And I say that based on listening just to a short part of the sound check. So join me now as we welcome Angela Autumn.
This morning, feeling in my brain, things going on, I'm going insane, but I want to see your face. The next thing I know, I'm moving in the line, trying to get my coffee, feeling awful fine, and I want to see your
Angela Autumn. That's a great opening song. Tell me about that song.
Thank you. I wrote that song probably a year and a half ago, and you know, that's just my life, man. I mean, you have to do something to get you by, even if you know it might not work out.
It's very anthemic, or like an anthem. I mean, it sounds do you open often with that song? I mean, it sounds like it really sets the stage for you.
Definitely, yeah. I do open a lot with that song. I recently performed it on Pittsburgh Today Live. I thought that was a good morning song.
Yeah, that's kinda terrific.
Like get your blood moving. So, yeah.
Well, it's good to have you here. Tell me about yourself. Where are you from? And a little bit about your background.
I grew up in Zelianople, which is north of here. and kind of grew up in the country, out in the middle of nowhere. Started listening to music at a young age. My dad introduced me to Neil Young and James Taylor. And I picked up a guitar at 10. So,
did you teach yourself?
I actually took lessons for a while, and my teacher encouraged me to start singing. So when I was 12, she got me in front of a live audience, and then that was it for me. Then
in front of a live audience at 12?
At 12, yeah, for, you know, the guitar studio that I was at. And I did Put Your Records On by Corinne Bailey Rae. It's still one of my favorite songs. And after that, I was like, I definitely want to sing and play.
Were you nervous?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was nervous. And I still get nervous.
Yeah, at the age, I would have been really nervous to do something like that, and I think I still would be nervous to do something like that. So you've stayed in the Pittsburgh area. Did you move away at all at any time? Or
No, I've been here pretty much my whole life, and now I go to Duquesne University downtown, which is a great place to be. Kind of like puts me right in the center of all the action.
What are you studying?
I study there? English writing.
It's a great school for that. In fact, the person mixing you this morning has a degree from that very same department.
And
you're probably around some great musicians down there, too. It's a fine music school and music technology school. Do you get out much to play?
Increasingly, yes. I used to just do gigs in my hometown. In restaurants and bars, but now I've been playing downtown a lot. I play at the Arts Fest. I play over in Southside a lot. I'm playing at the Feedmore Festival tomorrow at SAGE. So I met a lot of great people, you know, and got to play at a lot of awesome venues. Pittsburgh has a lot of them. So
that's great.
Very blessed.
And Sealy's a nice place. I mean, there's a number of nice, you know, places you can play, restaurants and such to do that. You're listening, if you're just joining us, this is Angela Autumn, and we're happy to have you here. That almost sounds like a stage name.
That's my first and middle name.
Yeah. It's a wonderful...
Lucky me, I guess.
Yeah. No, I think it's great. It's great. Alliteration is a good thing.
Right.
I want to talk to you a little bit more about, I guess, music in general, but what would you like to play next?
I'm going to play an original song called Muriel.
Let's take a listen to it whenever you're ready. Angela Autumn here today at SLB. I put a picture of Angela up on our Facebook page, and there's also a link to her page there and at our website at slbradio.org. We always encourage, we encourage tuning. And
definitely.
Yeah, tuning's a good thing.
I would agree with you. It can make or break the song, I've learned.
I say that as I cough. We encourage clearing our throat, too.
But typically, gotta get that,
typically not in front of you. We encourage clearing our throat.
All right.
Here again, Angela Autumn.
All right, this song's called Muriel. Games. Try to love you, but there's nothing left to gain. Send me backwards like a lorry in the night. Beat me down till I can't put up a fight. You say ooh.
ship out in the sea. Living your life in solidarity. You say that I'm your sister. I know that that's a lie. You hold me down until I'm numb inside. Mary, oh, I'm sick and tired. Sick and tired.
Angela Autumn at the Saturday Light Brigade and the Feed More Festival to benefit Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank is coming up tomorrow. It's tomorrow. And you'll be playing. Do you know about what time?
I'll be playing at 3:15 and a second set at 4:30.
And that will be at Stage AE. It's a new festival.
Yes.
It's a great new way to help support Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. And have you played on that stage before? That's going to be exciting.
I have never played on that stage before, no. So, or a Stage AE.
Yeah.
Or anywhere close. So very excited.
So look for Angela there. Have you recorded much at all? Or have you had a chance to make anything?
So I have recorded 2 EPs. One of them was for a senior project in high school, and the other one was for fun last summer. And I just recorded a full-length live and uncut record. It's not on a label. I just have it by myself. I'm releasing it myself to friends and fans in hard copy, but it's 8 songs. All acoustic.
Excellent. CD? Or,
it's a CD,
okay,
yes.
Okay, not vinyl, but a CD.
When right.
I wanted to be sure. How can people get it? Just by messaging you at your Facebook page? Is that the easiest thing?
That would be a great way to get it from me. Also, coming out to a show, I'll always have them. So,
anything else in the near future? There's the gig tomorrow. Do you have anything else coming up later in the month or next month?
I have a few shows lined up in the fall. I'll be posting them on my Facebook page. They're just local, like Southside and down in Market Square. So I'll be sure to keep that updated and keep everybody updated. So
they still matter.
People, yeah, they still matter.
People are going to want to hear from you. Are there songs, you mentioned Neil Young before and James Taylor, your dad exposing you to them. As you were developing, you know, through middle and high school, are there artists that really spoke to you at all? I know it's hard to single anybody out necessarily, but I'm just curious who some of your influences might have been.
Well, yeah, they say that it's like trying to pick your favorite child is picking your favorite musician or who influenced you the most. But I had so many influences, and like I listened to everything from Animal Collective. I listened to Mac Miller, not that he was a huge influence, but, you know, I listened to a lot of stuff. I started getting into old blues and Bob Dylan. And when I discovered, like, the pool of Bob Dylan work, and especially his early work in the first 10 years or so, that really, like, took my songwriting and kind of channeled it into, like, these are the kind of songs I want to write. And I like Carole King and Joni Mitchell. And modern guys, I like Andrew Bird, Gillian Welch, kind of the Americana people.
Yeah, I ask that question. It's not a question I often would ask somebody, but it's clear to me. There's a lot of depth to your songwriting. and playing that often comes after many years that seems to have come to you a little bit earlier than it does sometime come to other people. That's a compliment. It's not coming out very well.
Thank you. It is coming out well. I appreciate that, and I understand.
And I was partly kind of curious how that happened, and also I can tell by listening to you that you've been exposed. Not that you sound derivative at all, but just that you've been exposed to a lot of different kinds of playing or. It seems to me like you're pretty courageous in just singing out, and you know that's the way to be. It's terrific. Did you ever play covers or anything when you were growing up, or did you always want to write?
Okay, so no, I didn't always want to write.
I guess many people start out
funny,
wanting to play.
It's funny. When I was in eighth grade, I had a list of like 100 cover songs that I would do, like.
I could play. Wow.
And I've done the 3 to 4 hour gigs of covers and, you know, to bars, and they don't want to hear your original stuff. So I've been through that, but I appreciate like you having me on the show, letting me play original music. Cause that's what I want to do ultimately. But the covers, you know, they helped me learn and get comfortable with my instrument. And, I'm thankful for that. And I, you know,
well, they can help you make a living, too.
They help you. They pay the bills. The cover songs pay the bills. Yeah. So
I think even the most skilled and popular professional musician after many, many years, at least in certain genres, is always going to be playing covers every now and then on certain gigs.
And then they actually enjoy it. Then the audience goes crazy. If you're somebody and you play a cover,
oh yeah,
then it's like welcomed, and that's awesome.
Have you played with a band ever, or have you thought about doing that, or do you prefer solo?
I wish that that I had a solid backing band, but it has proved easier to kind of travel alone and like travel light, and I've been in a few bands. One of them was a ska band when I was younger. One of them was like a heavy rock band. We did Grace Potter. But right now I'm solo. So,
are you in at Duquesne?
I'm going to be a junior.
So
third year.
It's busy, right? So it's got to be better for you to, I can't imagine how you fit a band in.
No time for band practice during the week for me. No time to fit in a couple band practices. But I can always fit in something, you know, sitting at my desk and, you know, picking up a new song or writing. That seems to always work into the day somehow.
I can imagine. Angela Autumn is here with us, a junior at Duquesne University, studying English. And from Zeeley and Opal, playing tomorrow at the Feedmore Festival for Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank at Stage AE. And here representing herself on the radio, too, in her own right. What would you like to play next?
I'd like to play a song called Driftin'.
Another one of yours?
It is another one of mine.
Excellent. Here she is again, Angela Autumn.
Long beard hanging down to the floor.
That's Angela Autumn. I love the tension in that song, the motion is a better word for it, in that song as it rolls forward. Thank you for sharing it. I was going to, hey, Jack, do you have any questions you might like to ask her? I can get you a microphone. Jack and his dad are watching here. You good? Okay.
So he was saying he went to Italy. What a lovely place.
Yeah.
I visited Italy. I have a little bit of family there.
You sure? You could ask. Awesome. I mean, are you wondering about songwriting or anything? Okay. I got this mic ready just in case. you never know. Do you play an instrument?
I play piano.
Really? Come talk about that a little bit, because I'm curious. I wonder if she, do you think she played piano?
Do you play piano?
I don't play piano, but sometimes I pretend that I can. But no, I don't. I actually just play guitar. But that's awesome that you play piano. Mm-hmm.
It's a fun instrument to play.
It is.
Have you written any songs at all?
I have not, but my brother has not written, but plays with his memory.
Yeah, so when he plays, what does he play?
He just makes up songs. He doesn't really make names for them. But just, like, fast and wild songs.
Yeah, I did that all the time when I was learning to play the piano. Did you play? What I meant to ask is, does your brother play them on the piano?
Yeah.
I got nervous for a minute, which happens every so often. Do you think it's hard to sing and play at the same time?
I've tried. It's really hard.
How did you learn how to do that?
And play?
Yeah. Did you have trouble when you started?
Absolutely. I had trouble, and I have zero coordination as like a person. It took me like 2 years to just learn how to strum correctly, and really get the rhythm. But once you have that, and you just sing over top of it, you know, you have to have be solid with your instrument, and then the singing will kind of just float over top of it.
She sounds pretty good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you want to introduce her next song? You could just. Say, here's Angela Autumn with her next song.
All right, here's Angela Autumn with her next song.
All right, the song is called Country Boy. It's a newer song. I'm gonna try out my little foot tambourine on it.
So. Ooh.
Find me a country boy, one about 6 foot tall. Gonna find me a country boy, 'cause I hate myself. Thank you.
That's Angela Autumn. I almost want to ask how real that message was. it's a great song.
I hate writing really literally, but yeah. That song was super literal for me, and I wrote it from the heart, truthfully.
I guess I did ask it. I really didn't need to ask. But that's a great song. I love that song. In fact, do you know the song Ruby? Ruby!
Ruby.
Yeah.
Mad at your man.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's kind of like.
It's funny you said that because my friend heard that and said, that reminds me of Giddens, Rhiannon Giddens.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she does that song.
That's interesting. Well, I like it because it's, you know, you're speaking your mind and speaking out. To somebody else as you sing it, and that's really a great song. What's your writing process like? Now you're studying. Are you in a rhetoric program, a writing program, or English lit? I guess I'm curious about your academic life at Duquesne.
Me too. I'm curious. I don't know. I've taken all of my lit classes, a lot of writing intensive classes. So I've learned a lot about books, and I've learned a lot about writing.
Did you choose English for a particular reason?
I just chose it because I didn't know what else to do. So it seemed like the obvious choice for me because I love reading and writing and music and history. So it was like everything rolled into one.
That's a good choice for that reason. So your writing is a songwriter. How are you keeping track of your ideas? And can you tell me just a little bit about your process? You've got, you know, the album you just mentioned with 8 songs on it, I think you said.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's a pretty significant output at this stage, especially as busy as you must be. What is it like for you writing? Are you making time to do it, or songs just coming to you?
Luckily, I'm still at the stage where I can just pick up my guitar and write a song, but I've gone through periods where that isn't the case, and like you're really struggling to write a song. But most of the time, I just like pick up my phone and hit record, and I have tons and tons of voice memos that I haven't even gone through. So that's frustrating. But what you're hearing today are like my solid songs that I perform often and that I feel good about. So there are definitely others, but maybe you'll hear them someday. Maybe not. I don't know.
It's kind of a trite question, but do the words come to you first? I'm kind of guessing they must, since your love of language. But
Yeah, you get that. Well, I get an initial phrase, and it's kind of like that little speck of like a little like rock in my mind of an initial phrase. And then I'll go to my guitar and let it, you know, tumble out.
Do you get frustrated?
No, I mean, not very often. I would say that the thing that I get frustrated about is I wish I were a better player. So sometimes I hear a melody that I wish that I can't necessarily play on guitar, but I will take that and then try to incorporate that into what I can do, which are my vocal melodies. So I do get frustrated with my instrument.
So you hear something in your head and you know exactly how you would like it to sound, but you can't reproduce it.
Exactly.
I'm like that with art or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Anything graphical is I'll often know exactly what I would like to see, but I certainly can't make it. And it can be hard to ask somebody to help you make it too, because we can't quite see minds yet. Someday. Yeah. Maybe. You can find Angela on Facebook. Just look for Angela Autumn. She also has a SoundCloud site where you can listen to some music. And she is going to be playing at the Feed More Festival, which is at Stage AE. She will be on stage between 3 and 5 o'clock around that time. You're going to want to stop down and support Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Not a whole 2-hour set. There's a couple sets in the afternoon, Sunday afternoon.
The Cold War Kids are playing at 7 o'clock, and the Lone Bellow are playing too on the big stage. So it's going to be cool.
That should be great.
Yeah.
We have time up for one or two more. It's your pick as to how many you'd like to do. I haven't been keeping count, but.
Okay, I'll do one more. Since we're talking about early influences, I'll do a Bob Dylan song.
Oh, great.
Is that okay?
Of course.
Okay.
And we want to thank you again for being here, Angela. It's a real pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been fantastic.
They say everything can be replaced, that every distance is not near. So I remember every face of every man who put me here. I see my light curve shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, I shall be need protection. They say every man must fall, but I swear I see my reflection someplace so high above the wall. I see my light curve shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, I shall be released. the stairs in a lonely crowd. A man who swears he's not to blame. All day long I hear him cry so loud, calling out that he's been framed. Oh yes, I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, I shall be.
Angela Autumn, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade.